Item 15, Tautog. Mr. Cimino, good morning.
This is a request for public hearing, and I'd like to break the agenda item into three parts. The establishment of a commercial fishery control rule, proposed amendments to the regulation to establish 2012 recreational and commercial management measures, and then I'd like to address the amendments to 2013 regulation. At last month's commission meeting, a public hearing was held to establish a control date for the commercial tautog fishery. Allowing the control date to be set would establish one possible criteria for a limited entry fishery. It was noted at last month's meeting that the commission has the authority to establish a limited entry fishery in this way, set forth in the Code of Virginia, and also that there's precedent for this type of action. There was no public comment received at the public hearing. The commission made a motion to vet this item before FMAC and hear what they advised. Staff did that last week. Presented information on the fishery to FMAC, including the average number of participants over the last decade. Also presented information on average harvest for those individuals. It was noted that there's about 40 individuals harvesting annually, and that's right down to 1 pound. And about half of those are averaging a very small number of fish, and actually most likely make up only one trip for the entire year. Prior to the meeting, staff had also received comments from three commercial industry participants that said they were willing to table this control date at this time. With that information, FMAC made a recommendation to the commission that to no longer pursue the control date at this time. As was noted at last month's public hearing and at FMAC, should this management measure be considered at a later time, the original control date of December 6, 2011, or any other date could be considered. Moving on to the establishment of the 2012 recreational management measures, the board will recall that date of December 6, 2011 is when the commission established the 2012 commercial and recreational management measures. It was intended to cut the tautog harvest by 50.5% from the 08-09 average harvest. This was done to maintain compliance with ASMC's Addendum 6. Requirements there were to have in place by January 1, 2012, measures that would lower the coastwide fishing mortality rate from 0.38 to 0.15. Again, specifically for Virginia, this translated to a 50.5% reduction in harvest. Recently, it came to light that there was an error in the input in the stock assessment data that went into the model. The estimate for the fishing mortality rate, that rate of 0.38, was inaccurate. It was noted that as recently as March this happened, the corrected estimate from the model is now 0.26. which is much closer to the ASMC's Addendum 6 target and therefore requires a lesser reduction. Due to the timing of this announcement, again, this announcement from ASMC of the lower reduction came out after last month's commission meeting. Early closures have already taken place in both fisheries. The staff has presented this before FMAC. We've only presented one possible option for the commercial fishery for this year, one possible option for the recreational fishery this year. And just due to the timing of this, we're very limited on what we're able to liberalize. On page 2 of your evaluation, you'll see the current in table figure of the current regulation and the proposed 2012 regulation. For the recreational fishery, that's shortening the commercial season. Shortening the recreational fishery season from what's currently a September 23rd closure to closing the season from April 16th through July 31st. We're also proposing to increase the bag limit from 3 fish to 4 fish for the remainder of the year. This is a move that would allow us to achieve the proposed 39% reduction And in fact, we would still be looking at, on paper, a 42% reduction. The one option proposed for the commercial fishery is on page 3 of the evaluation. Here we're just proposing shortening the commercial close season. Right now it's scheduled to be closed through November 12th. We're looking at a closure through August 31st. And again, this on paper would exceed the 39% reduction. At the FMAC meeting, staff was prepared to discuss options for the 2013 season. Since we're looking at the entire year, we figure there are more options, including looking at the earlier close seasons, which have already passed for 2012. FMAC had asked specifically regarding the recreational measures that they have further time to consider this, and staff was all right with that, and we, during the previous reductions, had even convened ad hoc committees, and we're looking at doing that again for the 2013 measures as well. So right now, staff's recommendation for the request for the public hearing for the May meeting is simply to look at amending regulations for 2012. Specifically, staff recommends advertising for a May public hearing for proposed amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 2960-10 pertaining to Tautog to establish the 2012 recreational and commercial management measures.
And you're not pursuing the control date, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Cimino? Any objection to pursuing a public hearing next month on these items? Mr. Tankard.
Excuse me. You just said you were going to pursue establishment of a 2012 recreational limit, and you didn't mention commercial.
And commercial.
And
right,
commercial.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. All right. We're looking at moving both those proposed options forward.
Everybody clear? Any objections?
No,
public
sir.
Hearing is approved. Thank you, Joe.